Back now with Day to Day. It's less than 3 weeks before tax returns are due. That means there's still time to go out and buy something that could help you out. Software packages. And here to help us sort out whether or not they work is Day to Day's personal finance contributor, Michelle Singletary. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Well, tell us about these software packages. Are they pretty easy to use?
They're very easy to use. In fact, Consumer Reports put two of the main competitors to test drive, TurboTax and Tax Cut, and found that they were very easy to use, especially if you've got a simple return.
And then you can actually get free access, right, to the TurboTax website if you go through a financial institution?
Some financial institutions for their customers do allow you to have access to a tax software preparation program, but also you can file for free through the IRS website if you make $52,000 or less. And I highly recommend this for particularly college students or anyone who doesn't have the money to pay for this. All you have to do is go to the IRS website, that's irs.gov, and click on the link for free file, and it'll walk you through finding a preparer that can do your taxes for free online.
So let's say you are done with your taxes. You're actually an early bird. You've planned ahead. You realize you owe some money. What if you can't pay it?
Well, the thing you don't want to do is don't hide. And please, please file, even if you don't have the money to pay. Many people make the mistake that they realize they owe and they say they just hide. They put their head in the sand and think, you know, I'll just deal with it later. There's a penalty when you don't file, and there's also a penalty when you can't pay. So if you at least file, you eliminate half of that penalty. And then you need to contact the IRS. There is a payment plan that you can apply for if you can't pay all of it up front.
Then there are these companies that say they'll settle your debt for you.
That's right. You know, this time of year, you'll hear them on the radio. You'll see late night ads. It will help you settle for pennies on the dollar if you owe the IRS. I mean, most of that is misleading. What they're generally talking about is something called an offer in compromise. The IRS is authorized for those folks who are, you know, practically destitute, who really have no money and no prospect of having money in the future, to settle your debt for less than what you owe. But it's rare, folks. It's rare. More likely, they're going to suggest you be on a payment plan. If you go to the IRS website, there's lots of information about offer and compromise, but also all the things that you need to do if you can't pay your tax bill.
Let's say you are not an early bird. Like myself. Let's say you like to procrastinate. What are the disadvantages of filing for an extension?
There really isn't any disadvantage. Now, listen, when you file for an extension, you still have to pay on time. It's just an extension to file your return. But if you need some more time and you need to file an extension, go ahead and do that. But you don't get an extension for paying. You still have to pay on time. If you're getting a refund, there's no penalty. But, you know, you don't want to have the government hold on to your money any longer than they need to. So go ahead and file and do it. And you've got till April 17th, not 15th, because we've got a couple extra days this year.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're so welcome.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. She's our regular personal finance contributor. Also, check out her free NPR podcast. You can sign up by going online again to npr.org/colorofmoney. That's all one word.